Pacific Mornings
on ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Tonga is set to offer Israel Folau a lifeline if his appeal against Rugby Australia fails. A hearing has found that the Wallaby committed a high-level breach over a controversial social media post. But the panel judging his fate has asked for more time to deliver the penalty. Former Wallaby, Totai Kefu, is the Tongan head coach, and he told Pacific Morning's Anthony Stewart Folau would be welcome on his team.
Oh, look, I support Israel. I mean, I don't think anyone should be persecuted for something that he believes in. The debatable issue is whether he used the right platform or not. I think he should be able to make statements about what he believes in.
Are the penalties he faces fair?
No, I don't think he should be punished, especially what they're talking about. I mean, I don't think anyone should be persecuted. Like I said, no one should be persecuted for what they believe in and having the right to speak freely.
You played for the Wallabies. How do you think this would impact team morale and having this sort of incident surrounding your preparations for matches?
Well, definitely not good for team morale. I think there's division in the team already, so it has already impacted. Rugby Australia could have handled this a lot better than what has happened. And now it's just dragging on. They need to kick this into touch as quickly as possible and move on.
There have been talks of a player boycott, a Pacific player boycott. Do you think that that could eventuate?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. I wasn't surprised that that was brought up because, as I said, two things that Pacific Islanders, two big whys, that Pacific Islanders do things, and the number one thing is for family. The number two thing that they do is faith. So their faith is bloody important to them, and it doesn't surprise me that there would be. It could lead down the track to all the road players sticking with Izzy and maybe stepping away from the game.
Do you think there's a misunderstanding amongst Australians of the significance of religion and their Christianity to Pacific Islanders?
I think there might be some misunderstanding in terms of how much this means to us and how much their faith means to them.
It looks clear that the Wallabies will drop Israel Folau. Could he play for Tonga?
Geez, I'd love that. The rules state that he would have to sit out 3 years before he would be, before he was allowed to qualify for us. So he could definitely be available for the next World Cup.
That's a long way off and a long period to not play international rugby, though.
Yeah, but he could still play top-level rugby between those times. A lot of players have done that. If he does get dismissed by Rugby Australia, he could play in top competitions like the Premiership over in UK or the top 14 in France. So there'd be still plenty of competitive rugby for him.
Will you be making that offer if this does eventuate?
Yes, definitely.
It's interesting. You obviously played for Australia and Israel played for Australia. What helps make the decision about who you play for on an international level?
The number one thing for us is family. And we want to, and that's earning a living and making money for your family. That's the number one. That's why people want to get off the island. That's why we come here.
Mm.
It's to give our families better life, better opportunities. But that's by no means we still hold the culture and the religion really, really close to us.
Tonga and the Tongan rugby team could pay nowhere near the salary that Israel would receive from Australia. That's one of the issues, I imagine.
We got the Tongan Rugby Union has no money. We're 100% funded by World Rugby. We can't afford to pay our players. So our players who come and play for us, they play for the pride of the jersey. They play to represent their family. They play international rugby and go to a World Cup. They're the three main things. It's certainly not the money. And that's why, like I said, that's why people go overseas, they leave Tonga. If there was money back on the islands, I'd pretty much say, a lot of those players would be staying home and playing for us.
perhaps this treatment or the penalty that's handed out to Israel Folau could convince him then to put the Tongan jersey on.
Maybe. Maybe. I hope so. I mean, I think he would get a lot of satisfaction out of playing for Tonga.
Former Wallaby and Tongan head coach Todai Kefu there speaking to Anthony Stewart.